Reporter Eleanor Beardsley is outside the Royal London Hospital in the city's East End, and she joins us now by phone. Eleanor, the Royal London was one of the main receiving hospitals today. What's happening there?
That's right, it is. Well, right now it is just closed to visitors, so there's not much going on. But earlier today, it was in full crisis mode. Of the four London hospitals treating victims, this is the main trauma center and is also close to two of the underground stops where the explosions occurred. So earlier today, people were coming in, wounded people coming in on foot, by ambulance. Three double-decker buses with a police escort brought victims in. And on top of the hospital, there's a helipad that was ferrying doctors to blast scenes.
Typically, are we hearing a lot about burns? Is that a major problem?
That's right. One of the doctors came out and spoke earlier, and he said, you know, the wounds are blast and pressure wounds. You have burns, amputated limbs, punctured eardrums, this sort of stuff.
Now, have relatives of the victims who have been taken there, have they been able to arrive at the hospital and visit?
They have. They've come in a separate entrance, and they're trying to keep the press pretty clear from them. But family members looking very distraught with red eyes, looking very haggard, were showing up earlier at the front entrance, some of them with pictures that they were showing to hospital staff, I guess looking for loved ones that they couldn't find. And there was also policemen there to help them. So that we did see a lot of that.
Now, what do you hear from people in the East End of London, people who live around the hospital? What are they saying about what's happening?
Well, it's funny that you ask, because this neighborhood is particularly affected because it's a very multicultural neighborhood and there's a large Muslim population. There's said to be 14 mosques in this area. So there's been a lot of strong reactions, and the first reaction, of course, from Muslims and non-Muslims is just sadness and shock, and everyone is, you know, so upset. But there's also an undercurrent. There's a fear of maybe not a backlash, because people say relations are pretty good, but they think that maybe tensions between the community members could be heightened and relations might deteriorate a bit. So people are worried about that.
Well, is there any sign of an increased police presence or heightened security in the area near the hospital?
Yes, there's quite a few policemen around, but what's stranger is a lot of people were out on foot, and the traffic's been sort of blocked all day. So the streets were sort of empty, and a lot of people were on the sidewalk. And you do have, as I said, the metro stations near here are closed with chain links and police in front of them. And there you have noticed a lot of policemen, yes.
Londoners faced a terrible challenge today in trying to get home. I mean, do you have a sense of a pedestrian commute coming back to the East End today there?
Yes, in fact, they've said, people were urging for people to leave work early today, and people they were reporting, you know, had 3 hours to walk home and things like this. But supposedly the metro, the subway, will be running tomorrow, so everyone is counting that everything should go back to normal with transport tomorrow.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley outside the Royal London Hospital. Thank you very much, Eleanor.